Well, we're going to continue now this special edition of Prophecy Today, Israel at 64. Independence Day on Thursday, 64th birthday of the modern-day state of Israel. One of our regular broadcast partners has been Winky Madad over the years, and I just wanted to have a little conversation with Winky, reflecting back on when he came to live in Israel, how that has impacted his life, and what about the future, especially where he lives? He lives in a place called Shiloh. It's one of those Jewish settlements, as the world leaders refer to them. Anyway, let's get into the conversation. Winky, Chag Sameach, and happy birthday as it relates to Israel.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Listen, I want to talk to you, talk to me, if you will, about when you came to live in Israel. What made you decide to do that? How did that impact your life, the idea of moving into a new land, a new country, on the other side of the earth, almost from where you were living there in New York City? Talk to me about how that all came about.
Well, actually, Jimmy, it was in two stages, because when I was 19, I took a year off from my university studies to go to a special Zionist youth movement leadership course in Israel. It was a half a year in Jerusalem and a half a year on a moshav, which is a agricultural community, not quite a kibbutz, but similar in that sense. That was back in 1966. I am privileged, in a certain sense, to have known Israel before the 67 war, when the borders had changed and a whole different matrix of or framework of looking at Israel came out to be. And then my wife and I got married in late June of 1970. 6 weeks later, we were on a boat sailing to Haifa port. That was, what, now about 41-plus years ago. So for me, the land of Israel was a conscious decision. It was purposeful. It was a result of cognizance on my part, despite the fact that I was young, relatively speaking, to live the life as full as possible as it can mean today for a Jew, in a national, historical, cultural, and of course religious framework for my life.
You mentioned just a moment ago you went to a Zionist conference, and that's really what grabbed your attention and started that motivation to move into the land of Israel, to come home, to make Aliyah. But what is Zionism? Many people throw that word around. Can you give us a true definition of Zionism?
I doubt it. Most Jews don't agree on anything, and so I don't know about you and I, but sometimes I even disagree with myself. But Zionism is the modern political apparatus that assisted and facilitated the reestablishment of Jewish sovereignty. Many of us use a phrase, returning Jews to history. For 2,000 years after losing our political power as a state at the end of the Second Temple period era and the Bar Kokhba revolt, we were a people in exile. Even though many Jews and lived in the land of Israel through different periods, some less, some more, but in a sense, we had no control over our destiny. We could pray to God. We could study our books. We could try to make the best life possible. But in the end, we moved from country to country because we could not control our destiny. If anybody didn't like us, we had no way of defending ourselves legally. And so Zionism, when Herzl came around, Theodor Herzl, he set forth the Jews once again on the stage of the world and said, you have to solve our problem, we have to solve our problem. It can only be done by creating a state, a secular framework. And of course, the religious among us said, yes, but it has to be filled as much as possible with what is in the Bible in terms of prophecy, in terms of Jewish ritual.
Winky, you know, God promised, and I don't need to tell you this, you're a student of the biblical prophecies of God's word, but God promised to give the Jewish people a piece of real estate. It's many, many times larger than it is today, ultimately. But right now, you have this piece of real estate, and you and your family chose to go and live in the area of Judea and Samaria, sometimes referred to as the West Bank, a terrible term, but in the area of Judea and Samaria into a place called Shiloh. What gave you that motivation to go and live in that part of Israel today?
Well, Jimmy, I have studied history. I've met people who made history, from underground leaders, political leaders, and other people. And in some small way, I had hoped, and I still do hope, that I can make my own personal contribution. For me, Zionism, now that you've given me another minute to think, is allowing me, Yisrael Medad, formerly from New York, to make a lasting impression on the Jewish people's trek or march to the redemption of humanity. And that could only be done if I extend my personal influence and activity and whatever I can do through me and my children and now my grandchildren to affect, to influence, to change history. And in doing so, coming out here to Judea Samaria is part of that process. Anybody who reads the Bible, anybody who has read Jewish history, knows that Shiloh, Hebron, Bethel are places that are part of the Jewish national home. To have them outside our influence, whether or not there's any other state out here, but for me not to be able to live here, as the New York Times and the United States State Department would like, for me, I'm not going to say it's the level of blasphemy, but it's basically that's the way I look at it. You cannot tell me, Yisrael Medad, the Jew, that I cannot live in Shiloh. And so my family agreed with me, and we've done as much as possible. I've been out here in Shiloh now over 31 years.
Wow. And some of that time, you were actually the mayor of this Jewish community there in Judea and Samaria. Winky, but we've got to also remember the European Union leaders, the United States, the United Nations, Russia, many, many other world leaders are making the statement that the Jewish settlements like Shiloh, like Hebron, like Bethel that you mentioned are really the problem for not a capability of coming to a peace agreement with the Palestinian people. Do you agree with that? Or do you believe that you have the right and peace will come about because of where you are?
I believe I have the right. I believe no one, and I mean that with all respect, can tell me I can't live in Shiloh. I think these same leaders would be horrified if someone suggested that Arab settlements in the state of Israel would have to be evacuated because they're causing friction that would not be accepted. I don't accept my presence here as being anything but a peaceful coexistence with everybody who wants to live among us with us. We did not launch terror attacks that led to the Six Days War. We did not renounce a territorial compromise in 1947 when the UN suggested partition. During the 1920s and 30s, we did not ethnically cleanse another people from their homes like the Arabs did in their pogroms in 20, 21, 1929, and later against the Jews. I am very sorry that the world has a warped or misinformed view of what history is. We are the victims of an irrational hostility towards our presence here. And so no matter what the EU or the Hamas or the PLO wants, we are determined that God's plan, not only for us as Jews, but for what is leading up to what I could call redemption for all humanity, is going to take place.
Wow. Very interesting statement. God's plan is indeed going to take place. It will be fulfilled. Winky, it's just been a joy at this special time for the Israeli people, the 64th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel, to be able to have a conversation with you. Next time, we'll probably get to more hard news, but I just wanted to reflect with you, and you've been very kind to spend some time with me. Thank you very much, Winky. We'll talk again down the road.
Jimmy, thank you for allowing me to talk to the audience, and have a blessed day, both you and everybody else listening.